So were you in Ohio at the time? What were you doing when you got the call?
I was with the Ravens. I was with Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, that's right.
So
okay.
I was in Baltimore at the time. So it was a pretty far flight.
So
but
you
it was worth it.
Yeah, and especially if you're sitting at the waiting for your flight for 8 or 9 hours. You were drafted by the Ravens. You were a fourth-round draft pick. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, here you are in Houston a year later. You know, what is the emotional roller coaster maybe that you went through? Is it a surprise to you? Did you sort of see it coming that you might land with a different team? Or, you know,
well,
what was that like that
yeah,
whole
well,
last
year? Yeah, well, I
walked
in on the last day of cuts having no idea that that was going to happen. I felt I had a good preseason, and I think the coaches and players, you know, appreciated what I was doing. But it caught me off guard. So then I was assigned a practice squad and just trying to do everything I could there to, you know, help the team in Baltimore. Just what my role would be to get them ready for the games. And I was blessed that the Texans called up and gave me an opportunity, and I'm trying to make the most of those opportunities here.
And you may get more. Even in that first game, you had a sack on Andrew Luck. Everyone knows Texans have a big game up in Indy this week. And with Jadeveon Clowney on IR and Whitney leaving that game early on Sunday, you got a lot more playing time. So, you know, what's that been like for you getting to be back on the field? Is it all your entire road getting here? Do you remember, like, all the adversity and everything that it took to get here? Are you still working through that?
Yeah, well, there's definitely been a lot of adversity, and that's the sport of football. Everybody goes through that. So you just have to prepare for it the best you can and try to adapt. But I have been playing a lot on the defensive side of the ball since I've been here, and that's been exciting. So I'm trying to make the most of those opportunities and showing the guys on the team that I came here to compete and play.
Who have you really bonded with? Obviously, you've got the Big Ten connection with JJ, but you've got Brian Cushing, you've got Whitney, you've got Brooks, and all the linebackers group. What's it been like working with those guys?
Yeah, those guys are awesome. And to come into a room like that where everyone just accepted me as soon as I came in and tried to help me out in any way possible, making sure I had their phone numbers if I needed anything, inviting me to dinners, that was something special to me. And that set me at ease where I could just lock in. You know, hey, these guys accept me. I could just focus on my work and try to help them on the field as best I can.
How about your move to Houston? Are you fully moved here? Are you still going between Baltimore, Ohio, Houston? What's that been like for you?
No, fully moved in. My fiance is down here now, so we got everything going. I got a fenced-in backyard for the dogs, which we didn't have in Baltimore, so it was actually an upgrade. So
how many dogs do you have?
I have two.
What kind of dogs are they?
We have a little pit bull mix and that's a female, and then we have a full-bred German Shepherd.
Oh, okay. So the dogs are down here, fiance's down here, you're mm-hmm. down here,
yep.
And you're like in Houston. Are you getting around all right, or are you getting
yeah.
lost?
No. Well, it is a big city, a lot bigger than I'm accustomed to, but it's nice. I like it a lot. We live outside the city because I like the little more laid-back area, but I'm enjoying it a lot. I do miss the snow. That's the only complaint
you
I have.
You do?
I grew up in Ohio, northeastern Ohio at that, so it's a cold area, so I was born in it, and I love it, but I can't complain. If that's the only thing I'm complaining about is the snow, then we're doing pretty well.
I'll talk to you in the summer because I'm sure you'll be complaining about the summers. They're pretty brutal down here. When we went to Cleveland, what was that like going back up to Ohio and playing with Houston in that weather once again?
Oh,
it wasn't even that bad.
It felt good. It wasn't that bad. I know a couple guys were worried, but I think it was in the low 40s, so it wasn't too bad. But it was nice to just kind of see your breath in the air again and I think the cold air has a different smell to it, so it was a little reminiscent going back up north.
It definitely feels like football season when it's a little bit chilly up there. All right, so this Sunday we go up to Indianapolis, indoors, so you won't get to play out in the cold. But, you know, how comfortable are you now having gone against them earlier in the year, and what's going to be the key in getting pressure on Andrew Luck on Sunday?
Well, they're obviously a very good team, and we played them tough the first game. We just spotted them a couple points early, which might have cost us later in the game, so we're just working on the game plan today, and we just have to go out there and execute, and everyone just do their 1/11th or do their job, and we should be okay.
All right. John Simon on Texans Radio. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you.